Report: Democrats discuss funding Afghan refugees in Trojan horse infrastructure package. By Wendell Hasebo on August 17, 2021. Democrats have reportedly begun Tuesday to consider funding Afghan refugees coming to the United States with the $3.5 trillion Trojan horse infrastructure package. The discussions are in an early phase and no decision has been made about a dollar amount or how it would fit within the process known as reconciliation, Bloomberg reported. The funds would be in addition to the $1 billion for evacuations, visas and other refugee processing that is part of a supplemental security spending Congress has already passed. The report suggests the additional spending would encompass resettlement costs, an official told Bloomberg under anonymity because the talks haven't been made public. President Joe Biden's Department of Defense, DOD, stated Monday they will accept 22,000 Afghan refugees into military installations at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin and Fort Bliss in Texas following the collapse of Kabul, Afghanistan, on Sunday. The Trojan horse package, however, may be in limbo due to House Democrats and Republicans working to separate Biden's two-track scheme, Breitbart News reported. The scheme entails the House passing simultaneously the so-called bipartisan infrastructure deal with the Trojan horse package, which is overflowing with far-left items, such as expanding Medicare, amnesty, global warming initiatives, and subsidized racial equity and environmental justice initiatives. Despite the pressure, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, is sticking to the radical left and their two-track system. Fox News reported, Speaker Pelosi reportedly said in caucus call tonight she was unswayed by moderate House Dems' threats to vote against budget resolution until bipartisan infra bill gets a vote, sticking with progressives, who demanded it not move until human infrastructure, reconciliation bill advances. Meanwhile, Democrats appear more eager to talk about Afghan refugees than the estimated 10 to 40,000 American citizens trapped inside the collapsed country of Afghanistan. The White House reported Tuesday morning that only 700 Americans will be evacuated Tuesday, with Monday's evacuation total marked at 150. Reuters reported Tuesday that Biden's military officials are frustrated with the evacuation process, which seems to have begun while the Taliban were at the gates of the county's capital city, Kabul. "We could have done a lot more to help. The administration waited too long," a military official said. "Every decision has come too late and in reaction to events that make the subsequent decision obsolete." Reuters continued, the source and another U.S. official told Reuters that the administration so badly misjudged the situation that the State Department flew a regular rotation of diplomats into Kabul last Tuesday even as the Taliban advanced toward the capital. The establishment media's consensus of the Afghan crisis is that the White House is currently overwhelmed while also staring down the southern border crisis, debt limit crisis, and an uncompromising infrastructure fight on Capitol Hill. Editors note, at the time of publication, this article stated the number of refugees accepted would be 30,000, based on a report by Fox News. The article has been updated to reflect previous reporting by Breitbart News that puts the number at 22,000.